Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Radio family, good morning and welcome once again. It is good to be back and great, as always, to have your company here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Time to engage in another wonderful conversation piece with members of our Community Focus family and every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. And today it is very nice for not only the month of February, as we are celebrating Black History Month, but it's an opportunity, as it is with every program, to welcome new members of our Community Focus family. It's definitely growing in 2024, and I want to welcome a very special young lady who is not only new to the family, she's already family. I think that's the quickest introduction for a newbie that I've had. Now, let me tell you what our topic of discussion is going to be. It will be an opportunity for you, radio family, as the Black MS Experience Raleigh Community Program is an opportunity to connect with others who understand the distinct experience of life with MS as a Black person. Throughout these interactive discussions, we will forge powerful connections, learning from leading scientific and healthcare experts, and also give a voice to the unique needs of the Black community living with multiple sclerosis. And I wanted to welcome and say good morning to our new member in Sierra Harrison. Sierra, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing amazing.
Thank you. And you have an amazing topic of discussion. This, I believe, is a first for me as a radio show host to have a program that focuses particularly not only on MS, but the impact and effect it has on the Black community. And as I just mentioned, our timeliness of this. This is information that's not just important during Black History Month, but it's important every single day that we have conversations like this. So let's get right into our great discussion. I'm looking forward to it. And again, welcome to the program. So tell us, what exactly is multiple sclerosis and how does MS particularly impact Black or African American communities?
Multiple sclerosis is a disease of the central nervous system. And when you think of the central nervous system, that's made up of the brain and the spinal cord.
Right.
And for unknown reasons, the immune system attacks itself and the myelin sheath is attacked. And that is a protecting coating over the nerve. Right. And so when the nerve is exposed, it can cause a series of issues for a person.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have somebody who deals with like vision issues,
mm-hmm.
mobility challenges, bladder dysfunction. There are just so many things, muscle spasms. There are a lot of issues that come with the nerve being exposed.
Talk a little bit about, if you will, what's your personal involvement? How did you become attached, especially to this particular project?
Yes, I became attached to this particular project because I was very active in the MS community, and Chrissy Griffin, she had told me about this particular program, and she knew that I was so active in the community, and I myself, I am an MS patient, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Sure, sure.
And she knew that I had a passion, and she asked me, did I want to be on the planning committee? And I said, absolutely yes. So I'm glad for the opportunity, but I came to know about MS because I was diagnosed in April 2016.
Wow.
it changed my life forever.
Sure.
I know the year before I had just graduated from grad school and was working a professional job. And I just started noticing that things were starting to really change in my health. I lost my kind of ability to walk normally.
Okay.
And I started falling. And when I was driving, I noticed that I had really bad vertigo. And I was having muscle spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And at times it felt like one side of my body would just go numb.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't move properly. And at the time, I had a stressful job, and me and the job had parted ways back in December 2015.
Okay.
In January 2016.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
My symptoms got worser. And I said, oh, my goodness, something is going on. I remember one night in particular, me and my family, we had just came back from the grocery store, and it was really cold that evening. It was
right.
It was in February.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get up the steps. I completely lost control of just my lower portion of my body.
Wow.
I couldn't walk.
So you felt like you had no mobility.
I had no mobility.
Wow.
And fortunately, my mother was there.
Yes.
She helped me on my bed, mm-hmm. and my mother, she is a registered nurse.
Excellent.
And so she had did an assessment on me,
mm-hmm.
just to check my senses. I could not feel anything. She
wow.
Could not feel my legs. I could not feel my feet. And I said, oh my God, something is going on. And my mother, she was like, Sierra, you need to go to the doctor. And for years, I would say probably about when, like 14 years old, I felt like a little weakness here and there and numbness, and I had some issues going on with involuntary movements in my thumb,
mm-hmm.
but I would
you're
say,
14. You're
yes,
not
I'm
really
14.
Thinking, yeah, this is anything major.
Absolutely.
At that time.
I thought it was stress. I dismissed
right.
it. And then, you know, I got older and 17 and 20 had passed, and, you know, college, I was a very dedicated student.
Yeah.
I did a lot of studying, and that was my passion. I said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make something of myself.
Right.
And so
absolutely.
I'm like, well, maybe I hit the books too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I would notice that I would have numbness and weakness and just some issues with my movement. But when I went to my doctor,
mm-hmm.
my primary care doctor at the time, it was always dismissed. So I felt like I was misdiagnosed. It was like, well, maybe it's stress, or or maybe this is going on. And she did tell me one time, well, Sierra, maybe it's in your head. And I thought about it, but when that incident happened in February of 2016, right. I knew something had to be done. And so I seen my primary care doctor, and I could not walk. It was very hard for me to walk in the office. I had drop foot, and she said, okay, Sierra, you need to see a neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, weeks later, took a little bit, yeah. I was able to get in with a neurologist, and that's when, after a battery of tests, that's when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I was very shocked, but I wasn't surprised. I kind of had all kind of emotions going on. I was shocked. Exactly. I was surprised, but I was relieved. I said, yeah. Ooh, I knew now, something going on.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Now something is going on. And when they did my MRI, they found a lesion, three lesions on my brain. Two were the size of a lemon on the back of my brain. And then there was one particular lesion. It was a really, it was in a really peculiar area. It was in the thalamus part of my brain. And that's not really... a place where I guess a MS lesion is usually found, and it was right. the size of a large grapefruit. Wow. And it was a reason why my mobility was impacted so much. Mm-hmm. That deals a lot of with your sensory and your movement. And I said, okay, that's why. Yeah. And so I have to tell you, I was very bitter and I was angry with my situation because mm-hmm. I said, how can I just go to school and make something of myself and be this professional to lose it all? Yeah. I'm having to learn to walk again. Mm-hmm. And then I was in a full relapse at the time. I lost my ability to walk and to eat. And it was so many things. And my mother had to take me to the bathroom. She had to help bathe me. Mm-hmm. I was just so disappointed. And so I was angry. And I would say for years, mm-hmm. I isolated myself. I didn't tell anybody about my diagnosis really until about close to 3 years.
Wow.
My close friend knew, mm-hmm. my immediate family knew, and mm-hmm. my extended family knew,
yeah.
family members knew. But I got to a point, and my mother, Evelyn, was just a great part in my healing process. She was like, Sierra, you need to open up. You need to journal. You need to start writing down your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be times where, and I'm in love with my mother. I love her so much. I do. But she would take me outside because my parents have a large backyard. And she would just, you know, help me down the steps.
Right.
And she would take me under the oak tree. She said, you know what, Sierra, I know this is not the life that you wanted. But let's just pray about it because I believe that God has a plan for you. And so we would just pray under the oak tree. And then I would just journal. And that was part of my healing process.
Right.
And I finally decided to start engaging in the MS community. Yeah. And you know what was so, this is like a full circle moment mm-hmm. for me.
Right.
In 2019, the conference, it was a different conference at the time, but mm-hmm. It was, you know, still the same thing. African-Americans living with MS and their families. And it was in Raleigh, and it changed my life. I met so many wonderful people there. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm meeting people that look like me.
Who are dealing with
Absolutely.
The same thing that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the relief.
Yes.
Of that. Absolutely. Two things. Mm-hmm. And I did not want you to stop sharing that mm-hmm. experience. First of all, what will we do without our mamas?
Yes.
And shout out to your mama, Evelyn, yes. who happens to be with us here. She's supporting you as we're having this great conversation. So I want to send, blow your kiss to mama, who is right beside you and right across from me, to be there when you needed her to be.
Yes.
And like I said, our moms, just our parents in general, or people mm-hmm. who love us,
mm-hmm.
who are close to us, even when we try to isolate ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Sierra, we find out that we get in those situations like that in which we do find people who want to help us.
Yes, ma'am.
Who want to be there for us.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, those emotions and going through different feelings and trying to figure out why is this happening to
yes,
me.
Yes.
That's absolutely. Probably the biggest question.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you had that therapy that you needed.
Mm-hmm.
You had prayer. You had the support of family. And then you had the greatest opportunity to sort of fall on your lap is when you joined this organization.
Yes.
And I thank you because you have come on this program
mm-hmm.
to really share the love, because think about how many people who may be listening right now
mm-hmm.
who are dealing with this. and are thinking, they're taking a sigh of relief, I would like to think, or just taking a deep breath and saying, thank you, Sierra, for being on this program to talk about this, because this is probably helping someone else who has isolated him or herself who needs to open up about this. So thank you for sharing. Let me ask you one more question before we go to break. How have you raised awareness for multiple sclerosis in your community, either through volunteering, grassroots advocacy, legislation, research, study, and even community awareness?
So in 2019, after a conference, I met a young lady and she told me about Walk MS. And Walk MS is a Walk MS is a fundraiser that the National Multiple Sclerosis Society has, and it's really throughout the nation. And when I went there the first time, I said, this is amazing. I would have loved, because I was a part of her team, I would love to volunteer. So I just started volunteering at Walk MS. So whether I was passing out t-shirts or I was at the booth that was for people living with MS, I got a chance to talk to them and tell them about the resources that the MS Society offers them. I started doing that first, and then I started volunteering with Bike MS and their fundraiser as well. And I wanted to do more. And so what I decided to do was open up my journey to everybody, because I was very closed off from everybody. I started a YouTube channel, and I show people my journey so they can look at how MS looks when I'm having an attack, some of the challenges that I went through. And I just started getting more involved and more involved. And fortunately, I was able to write my book, Multiple Sclerosis, A Bitter Battle with an Uninvited Party Guest. And I went to WXII and I shared my story, and it was an amazing story. And it gained the attention of the president for North and South Carolina. Her name is Jennifer Wise, Greater Carolina's chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And she asked me, was I interested in just having more involvement in the society? And I said, okay, I think so. So she told me about the Triad Community Council. And so with that, I've been able to connect with staff members, more people in the community. And last year, which I'm really proud about, the National MS Society, one of their initiatives is always to bring awareness. And so the goal was to reach out to businesses and partners in the community to see if we can maybe light up a building or a bridge. And so I was able to do my advocacy in Greensboro and speak to Mr. Walter Jordan. He is absolutely amazing. And he helped me to light up the Green Street parking deck in Greensboro, North Carolina, orange, for MS Awareness, MS Awareness Week last year. And that was amazing. And I'm also a member of the MS Ambassadors. And so I had the opportunity to engage with other people. And there were some few things legislative-wise that I was able to participate in. So the MS Society, as far as MS activists, they make it really easy for us to write to our local state representatives. And one of those things that I was able to participate in is home modifications. So this is a pilot program that they had, and just having home modifications for people living with multiple sclerosis, maybe to help around the house, maybe to widen a door, some things around the bathroom to help them accommodate their disability. So I was able to write to a state representative, and they have like a pre-filled form. They make it really easy, and I put my personal story into it and how I personally know somebody who was getting ready to apply for the program. And it was just amazing. It's just other things that I was able to do in regards to state legislative.
That's a hard word.
I'm sorry.
Don't feel bad. I do it all the time, too, Sierra.
Legislative. And just also as far as doing grassroots advocacy, one of my tasks that I do within the Tri Community Council is I recruit. And so when I look for recruits, I always look for people who have a passion to serve people, who are doing just things in the community. So these are some of the top fundraisers, or if you like to do a lot of planning behind the scenes, and if you like to do a lot of community initiatives, help lighting up buildings, help bringing awareness. So I'm just so excited about this. I was recently elected to be the vice chair of the Triad Community Council because of all the work that I've done. And it's just been an amazing experience. And I look forward to talking about it more. And also, too, kind of like with YouTube, there was some videos that I put up a couple of years ago. I'm still getting comments from it now. And it's just amazing. So I have an in-person community and an online community that I'm able to engage with.
Wonderful. Well, one more thing. Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
And I had the opportunity to speak at school. I am an Aggie.
Yay!
Graduated.
UT in the house.
Yes, I graduated in 2013 with my bachelor's, BSW, and my master's in social work in 2015. And so I thought about, what other ways can I raise awareness? And so I reached out to my professors in the social work department. And Dr. Moy and Dr. Brewer, they were so kind to allow me to speak to their students and talk about ways they can engage in the community and just how an invisible disability looks. I was able to show the students that, hey, I'm speaking with you now, but this is what I look like when I'm going through an MS attack. Right. This is how ways that you can accommodate and work with people living with disabilities. Right. And it was amazing. And after that, I had the opportunity through the MS Ambassador Program to speak to Southern Gifford High School.
Very good.
And it was just amazing. And I got a chance to speak to a group of students and just letting them know ways that they can help people just living with, going through challenges, but also what does pediatric MS look like? How does it affect them? How can they help their classmates if they're going through a challenge? How can they volunteer? How can they engaged, so I was able to do that. It's so much I've done, I can't list it all.
That's okay. Listen, that's why we have part two of this wonderful program. And you are such a wonderful and amazing person, Sierra. You're welcome for me personally to get to know you first and foremost, and for our radio family to get to know you. And let me just give you a radio hug, Mama. I just thank you. Some wonderful information that you have shared so far. Again, we've got part two. So what I'm going to do is take that opportunity after we come back from break is to get the what, when, and especially the how the community can support you and the Black MS experience. So Sierra Harrison, Mama Evelyn, you radio family, thank you for your great company. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm so excited. We're coming back. We're going to do it. And we'll be back right after this break. Radio family, good morning and welcome once again to the weekend edition of Community Focus. So good to be back with you here on our Odyssey stations. And so good to have members of our Community Focus family with us. We have our, really, she's not a newbie now because we have had an opportunity to really get to know one another. But I do want to introduce the newest member of our Community Focus family. We are sharing with you what is known as the Black MS Experience. First of all, let's go ahead and give you the particulars as to the date so that radio family, you can make plans. We have some time, Saturday, March 2nd. It'll begin at 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Embassy Suites at 201 Harrison Oaks Boulevard. This is in Cary, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. First and foremost, there is no cost to attend. You can use a link that we will share with you in our conversation as well to register and make sure to include additional guests in your registration. But the program is also going to feature a keynote speaker, and we're going to get into who that individual is in just a bit. I will say this. She is a neurologist working in the multiple sclerosis and neural immunology division. That's a mouthful to say if I said it. And I'm sorry, it's he. Let me make that correction, at Duke Health, along with other MS experts in the community. Well, I've got one expert who is joining me, the lovely Sierra Harrison. Sierra, you look absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Again, welcome to our Community Focus family. And just very quickly, for those who are getting to know you here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, you are very much a part of this because of your personal experience with MS. having the symptoms at an early age and really learning how to make a life adjustment with this. Yes. And to say that you are such a beautiful young lady, you are an encouragement for so many who are also dealing with this debilitating disease.
Thank you.
But it doesn't have to be one in which it overtakes you. You find ways with which you can learn to control it. You learn to have a life. And that's the thing. And you also learn to find that you have such a wonderful support group and individuals, especially through this organization and the event that is coming up. So first of all, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Let me ask you this in terms of participating in a research study for people living with MS. What again, was your experience with this?
So I was very hesitant when it came to participating in any research study.
Right.
Because of the history of Blacks and African Americans in the U.S. But I said, I need to make a greater impact. And part of that impact is participating in a research study.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do a research study that I felt comfortable doing. Right. And I knew that exercise and physical movement is one of those preventative measures that will assist me with continuing to have mobility.
Right.
And having a good quality of life, having a better quality of life. And so the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, they shared a research study that was being done, and it was called the Targeted Exercise for African Americans with Multiple Sclerosis. And it is a program that's done with the University of Chicago, of Illinois. And I decided to participate, and I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
They set you up with, well, first of all, you have to go through a series of, like, you know, pre-test to see if you'll be a good candidate for this research study. So once I did that, I got through. And it was amazing. I had an opportunity to work with a behavioral coach who kind of like coached me through it all. And of course, you know, with this research study, it focuses on to see if a structured in-home based exercise and program will help reduce multiple sclerosis symptoms in African Americans, improve, see if it will improve their walking challenges, their behavioral health, their overall just quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's what got me about this. I'm like, okay, it's not any medication involved. This is dealing with movement. This is dealing with quality of life.
Right.
This is dealing with emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah.
And so to get back where I was at, you are assigned to two, like, random groups. The group that I was in, it was, like, strength training.
Mm-hmm.
And so they send you the materials. You'll work with a behavioral coach. And this is a 16-week program.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And I would say this. When you do research studies, it's very important to, and especially if you're dealing with African-Americans and people of color, it's very important to have people that you know they have a caring spirit.
Right.
And exactly. I have to shout out, I'm sorry. Dr. Victoria is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. She was my behavioral coach.
Great.
She was compassionate.
Yeah.
She understood. We set goals together, realistic goals, SMART goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to, like, lose weight, gain strength in my arms. One thing that I wanted to do and, you know, that was very big to me was independence.
Yeah.
And for years, I was not able to lift up. You know how, like, you go into the store and it's like a 24-pack of water.
Absolutely.
And 32.
Oh, yes.
I can't lift it up.
Right.
I couldn't lift it up. I had to get my parents to do it or my older sister to do it. And with this program, I was finally able to achieve it.
Yes.
So good. I was able to achieve it. And, you know, what's small to others is big to me.
Absolutely.
Because when I lost my ability to walk and I had to kind of learn again, and I had months of, you know, physical therapy and different trying to find out what will work and what will help me conserve my energy, it was difficult. And I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to not lose it again. So whatever way I can be independent, whether it's picking up water, or taking the dogs for a walk or going outside for a walk, I'm going to do.
One thing I wanted to add in going back to what you just mentioned, and any time that I have the joy of sharing knowledge when it comes to topics of this particular discussion, the importance of having that dialogue with a healthcare professional and how important it is that we speak with our doctors, we speak with our physical therapists, we speak with that individual so that he or she knows exactly what it is that we're dealing with. And you're so right, compassion really plays such an important key, because you're placing your, literally you're placing your trust in another individual to understand what you're dealing through, so both of you can go through that healing process together. So thank you for mentioning that. And another thing too, that usually when we talk about health care subjects such as this, usually we affiliate, let's say, breast cancer with the color pink. We affiliate red with Heart Health Month. And you are wearing the color that represents MS, which happens to be one of my favorite colors.
You have on this beautiful orange. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And it's just beautiful on your skin tone. And so with that, I wanted to transition into talking about, because we just mentioned this at the beginning of our great conversation, the upcoming Black MS Experience. Talk about the Black MS Experience Raleigh Program 2024. Now, I do want to, and you included this in a note to me, that as we're having this discussion, that the registration for the event recently reached capacity, but there may still be, we'll put that in air quotes, a waiting list that's added. But just tell our radio family what this experience will mean for those who are planning to be in attendance.
Yes. So what this experience means for participants is just having that support that they need.
Right.
And when you think about African Americans, a 2022 study, it revealed that patients newly diagnosed with MS, a 2022 study of patients newly diagnosed with MS revealed that the disease risk was 47% higher in Black Americans than any other participating group. Wow. And so when you think about African Americans and MS, there have been studies showing that we have more aggressive forms of MS, and there are some health disparities there that impact our quality of care, our quality of life. And we need to just come together to find out ways how we can educate ourselves, how we can support ourselves, and how we can just know that we're not alone in this. Exactly. And that's the purpose of this event. And I'm just so excited that Blacks and African Americans have this opportunity to connect with each other. So when the program first starts, there'll be registration and check-in, but there's going to be a resource fair, and the resource fair is going to include programs within the MS Society. So they'll learn about the MS Navigators, which I think are absolutely amazing. I work with them. I would say they're like the caseworkers of the society. Right. So anything that somebody is dealing with, whether they need medical equipment, whether they need assistance with finding out resources locally in their community, and finding doctors, providers, they're able to do that.
Excellent.
And they're going to have the MS Ambassador Program, which I'm a part of. And it's just ways for us to engage in our local community statewide and just bring awareness to MS. There's going to be several groups there. One group in particular, I'm a part of the, and I don't know if many people know about this, but Winston-Salem State University, they have an MS Fit Clinic, and it is a free occupational therapy and physical therapy program for people living with multiple sclerosis in the Triad area. And it has been absolutely amazing. I've worked with them for months, and I'm just on this continued health journey of trying to continue to be independent, conserve my energy. And so that's what I'm getting from that program. So they will be there. There will be two African-American bike groups there, And it's just going to be amazing. Yeah. And they are supportive of people living with MS. Some of the riders actually have, this is bicycle groups, they actually have MS themselves. And so it's amazing. And there's going to be other resources there.
Right.
And then we're going to have our keynote speaker, Dr. Dorlan Kimbrell. Mm-hmm. And he's going to just talk about like diagnosis and stuff and ways that we could, as a community, understand MS more as Black people. There'll be breakout sessions. There'll be a wellness breakout session,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a MS and family breakout session, which me and my mother, we're going to be co-facilitating that.
Beautiful.
So with that session, it's basically going to talk about how do you deal with MS as a family? Because really, you can have MS, but the family has it too. The family are going to go through all the mental, emotional changes. And how does that look for care partners or caregivers? And what are some resources that we can provide for them and support we can provide for people living with multiple sclerosis? And we're going to have lunch and all those good things. So I look forward to it. And mainly, I want people to understand that they're not alone.
Absolutely.
And I remember when I went to this event, and it was called, it was another name in 2019. This event changed my life.
Wow.
And just by people opening up, being willing to open up and share their stories, and that's gonna build connection, and that's gonna build community. So this event is not only about providing resources and education; it's about building a community.
That's right.
Building a network, building a team of people to help people living with MS, and just caregivers and care partners in their journey.
Absolutely, and Sierra, I was
in health and wellness.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated the fact that that happened. When we think about going back to 2019, that was actually able to take place before COVID hit.
Yes.
That really, when you think about the overall impact that COVID itself had,
mm-hmm.
and how it literally did isolate us.
Absolutely.
All of us at
all
one
us.
Point because mm-hmm. we were in the throes of this early pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We knew very little to practically nothing about it.
Yes.
And then when we had the direct order that we couldn't, you know, be in public places,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't be together in various communities. And so there was a time when we were being isolated to our own homes.
Absolutely.
So just imagine the importance of having events like this, especially
mm-hmm.
as we're pushing forward
yes.
in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to add a couple of side notes about the Black MS experience. One,
mm-hmm.
it's an online community that is a virtual opportunity to forge, like you said, powerful connections,
mm-hmm.
offer support, share experience to give voice to the unique needs of the Black community living with MS. It's also a private Facebook community that's open to those affected by MS,
mm-hmm.
but also focuses on providing a safe, supportive, and authentic space for discussions, resources, and connections for the Black MS community. And finally, people can also request to join and even have a staff person and or online community moderator who can review and approve joint sessions. So those interested can join can search on Facebook for Black MS Experience Community. I just love that. Let me take this opportunity to welcome those of you very quickly, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Let me tell you, this is how you get a public affairs show in the early throes of a new year started off right. And I can't think of a better person to do it than with one Sierra Harrison. And I'm going to give a shout out to Mama Evelyn, who's with us in the studio as well, as we are discussing the Black MS Experience Raleigh. Again, the date is for Saturday, March 2nd, 9:30 until 2, Embassy Suites at 201 Harrison Oaks Boulevard in Cary. Sierra, as we continue in this wonderful conversation, and here's a great way to transition into this question, how can people connect with resources from the National Multiple Sclerosis Society?
Yes. So what I like about the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, they have a website that you can just go to, and that's, the MS Society website. But each state has their own chapters.
Right.
And what I think is unique about North Carolina is that we have a combined chapter with South Carolina.
Excellent.
And so we have our own site. It's Greater Carolina's chapter of the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Mm-hmm. But up there, there is a plethora of information. Right. But I would say people will want to start on the tab that says resources and support. Okay. There you'll find different educational series, libraries. You'll find a link to the MS navigators, which I would say kind of like the case managers if you need assistance.
Right.
You'll find just information on the latest research study. And also they have a tab there where you can learn about the different groups, local groups, whether they're online or in person, in the community. And it's just so much, it's so many things that a person can find on the MS Society.
Absolutely.
They do a really good job in just even finding doctors and providers.
Wonderful. Let me also add, because you were so kind enough to send this to me, so I want to share this with all of us who are listening. There is the Black with MS Support Group Triad Area that you just mentioned. They're actually led by Janelle Prince, meeting the third Thursday of each month at 7 p.m., and it is open to all Black individuals with MS and their families, regardless of where your location is, Radio Family. It's led by trained leader Janelle Prince. We do ask kindly that you contact her before attending your very first meeting. Now, this group meets virtually via Zoom, with chances for in-person connection outside of the monthly group meeting. And for those that live local, and you can talk about the experience with those who are in the group. Then we have the Raleigh Area Black MS Peer Group that's open to all individuals with MS and their families, regardless of location. And this group is led by trainer leader Charlotte Williams, and contact her before your first meeting as well. And this group is one of the newer ones, so now is a great time to jump right on in and join the group. It meets the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Now, the best way, I would say, Sierra, to get more information, because I know that was a lot to share between the two of us, mm-hmm. you can also visit nationalmssociety.org, mm-hmm. and there is also a Greater Carolina's chapter page under Groups and Discussions.
Absolutely.
Yes. So let me ask you, do you engage with any enrichment programs for people living with MS?
I do.
Excellent. Let's talk about that.
Yes. I knew that I needed to do something different, and I've always been like a creative person.
Right.
And Hannah Garrison, absolutely love her. She lives with multiple sclerosis, and she is an artist. And with the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, she has a class, and it's every Monday at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But this group is specifically for people living with multiple sclerosis, and it's just so many designs and things that we can do during that time. I absolutely love it, and I'm a part of that community, and I absolutely love it.
Great. Excellent. Excellent. I wanted to, first of all, just thank you again for coming onto the program to talk about the Black MS experience. I'm sure that this has also afforded you the opportunity, like you said, that especially with the support groups and what you have been a part of, you have really found yourself open to an extended family with other individuals who are going through a similar experience, such as yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I have. Yeah. I've been able to just gain a community and gain support.
Right.
And I will never forget how I felt. And how I felt when I was first diagnosed, I mm-hmm. felt lonely, yeah. isolated, very bitter. Mm-hmm. But now that I've been able to engage in the community, there is true power in storytelling,
yeah.
in opening up.
I like what you said earlier, too, for mm-hmm. those who didn't hear our earlier conversation, when your mom suggested keeping a journal.
Yes.
You know, I think that was something that for us, especially as we were girls, I think mm-hmm. that was kind of the thing that we did. We kept that little diary is what it was mm-hmm. actually called. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have those situations pinned to paper so that when you go back and you reflect on the journey of where you were then compared to how much you've progressed now, I bet you those pages speak volumes. literally and figuratively.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was able to write my first book, Multiple Sclerosis, A Bitter Battle with an Uninvited Party Guest.
Yeah.
That book would not be what it would be if I did not journal.
Yeah.
My journal entries are literally in my book.
Wow.
And I did such a good job. Like, I've gotten from people, wow, your book is so good. It's so detailed. Because I wrote it down.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was able to account, like, the details and everything to go and just really pour my heart into it. And I'm just so glad that I did. It's true power in storytelling, in reflection.
Absolutely.
And like you were saying, Renee, I completely agree with you. Like, from where I was at then to where I'm at now, Lord, has it been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never thought, and I still journal from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at it, I'm like, God, you were so good. Thank you. And I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah.
I had to put that out there.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, God, you are so good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Look how far I have came.
Yeah. You know, that just reminds me to Sierra, and it makes me think of a lot of times. And this is in regards to having the wonderful opportunity to be in this line of work that I'm in. One, it puts me in contact with beautiful and wonderful persons like yourselves. But it also reminds me that every time, and people have even told me about this, that when they call me, and if they don't get me directly, they typically will get my voice message or my voicemail. And I do this a lot when I sign off on a lot of programs through our Odyssey radio stations, our family here. And that I always say there are never any, first of all, I say there are never any goodbyes just until next time, because I don't believe in goodbyes. But I remember, and I think it's still on my voicemail. I haven't called myself in a while, but people will tell me, I love your voice message. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, what did I say? And it's basically this, there are no bad days. Some days are just better than other days.
Yes.
And I can totally relate to you on that, because I appreciate not only the information, but you've encouraged me in a way that you may be unaware of, because I too am dealing with an illness.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently diagnosed with chronic kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
So for a person who has been going through the process of dialysis, that's something that's been my journey, if you will. But listening to you and the experience and what you went through with MS, and especially what you're saying is you're never alone. Thank you for sharing that, because that encouraged me in a way to now, after us having this conversation, I'm going to reflect back on those days that I go for treatment and think about you and how much you have encouraged me personally. So thank you.
Wow. I feel honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. The honor is all mine, my dear. And I think we better move on, because we're about to get teary-eyed up here. I have no tissue in the studio at the immediate moment. But let me say this in closing. Do you have any closing thoughts or comments? If you want to shout out to Mama who's sitting right here, or just to anybody who's listening.
So
yes, let's talk about this book.
The National MS Society, they've just been amazing in their support for me. They recognized me. I was actually in the 2023 and 24 just report.
Yeah.
And that's like an overall report letting everybody know what some of the things are coming up, initiatives, and what some of the representatives in the MS community have done. And so they shared my story, and they also shared my book. So I was very proud about that.
Yes.
And it's again, my book is Multiple Sclerosis, A Bitter Battle with an Uninvited Party Guest. And you can find that on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and other platforms as well.
Excellent.
And I want to give another recognition. Hannah Garrison, she also has another art class that I attend. That's how much I love her.
Yeah.
But it's called Anne Can Friends Art Class. And this group is for people not only living with multiple sclerosis, but they're living with all kinds of illnesses, you know, cancers and other illnesses. And we just come together and we just love each other. And I know my paintings don't look like much. But when I lift up my little paintings and show everybody, they're like, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You know,
it's
they're
yours.
Clapping. Yes. They're clapping for me. And I feel so amazing. And just that validation of just having that support, that is
huge,
everything.
Yeah.
And so I get to connect with people in other chronic illness communities because we always have a similarity there, even though we are dealing with two different disease courses, we always come together and we say, you know, I've dealt with this. Have you? Right. And it's amazing. And also, too, I wanted to say, I believe I mentioned this earlier, one of the breakout sessions, Janelle Prince and another representative, they're going to do the wellness part of the breakout session.
Okay.
And so they're going to have a yoga session last 15 minutes. But they're going to be talking about health and wellness, and I think it's going to be amazing. And I just look forward to it. And also, there's going to be a panel. And the panel is going to include Dr. Dorlin Kimbrell. It's going to include a pharmacist, a care partner, Mike Friedman. He is the care partner for his wife, Angel Friedman. And it's just going to be a great time.
Absolutely.
And I just look forward to it.
Wonderful. Let me, in closing, ask you this, if you don't mind. In addition to the registration information that we shared, that includes the national MSSociety.org. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that our radio family can contact you personally, even if it's just by means of an email address? Because we don't want to overwhelm you by calling you directly on a phone number, unless you want to share that. But is there an additional way to reach out to you personally?
Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me two ways. My email address is my first and last name, Sierra Harrison 90@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me at info@sierracharriston.com. And I'm on Instagram, Sierra C. Harrison, my YouTube channel, Sierra C. Harrison. So I'm out there, and yeah. I have a little TikTok action going on.
Okay.
It's a little small. I got to post a little bit.
That's
more.
All right.
And also a community, and I'm still working the kinks out of it, but it's called Be Your Best Self with MS Advocacy. You can find my YouTube. That's a YouTube channel.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, indeed, Sierra, welcome officially to the Community Focus family. And I believe you have one more thing you may want to mention.
Yes, ma'am. You can also see me doing some commentary on the Black MS Experience Facebook page.
Okay. Well, this is where, as I mentioned earlier, no goodbyes. Just until next time, the door will always be open for you, my dear. So I don't want this to be our only occasion to get together. Come back to update us, of course, up until the time of the Black MS Experience. But I really want to also do a post show.
Okay.
Once everything takes place after March the 2nd. So we'll get together on the particulars on that.
Okay.
But again, welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you.
Both of you ladies. Love you both. Radio hugs to both of you. And to thank you, radio family, for the great things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, radio family, and take care.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.